All right, Chad Reed, you never – Ben went that way. You never want to go through the LCQ again, but you did. And well, the good thing is I talked to Dan earlier, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of figured out some of these gremlins you've been having?
Yeah, we've been having obviously some issues. And
did we figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't have nothing happened today, so that was awesome. So, I mean, absolutely didn't want to go to the last chance, but it is what it is. Went there, won that, and then truthfully, like, I actually rode decent at the beginning. I think
you were 15th, 14th?
Yeah, like 14th, 15th. I was behind Tyler. Kind of felt like I could have passed him. But it sucks because you want to go, but you can't. Because if you go, then you're going to run out of... I'm 6 minutes in, I'm going to be dying. So I made it to about 8 minutes. So maybe I should just went. But, wow, I was just suffering, you know? Yeah. Like, it just... Yeah. I haven't figured out where the can of fitness is yet, but we're working on it.
Well, I know you're trying during the week you can finally kind of get riding, right? Did I see that, or did you post that?
I read. I rode Thursday, and I rode press day.
Right.
So I rode twice this week. Okay. Obviously, I didn't do any motos. I just rode.
Yeah.
Thursday, we just did trying to figure out the bike, to be honest. Honestly, these guys are being really helpful. Tony was awesome.
Oh, cool.
You know, like the Moto Concepts guys, I really appreciate, you know, Tony being nice and helping out a little bit. So, it's no fun thinking that you're going to get hurt because the bike's cutting out, you know? I feel like we're on the right track now.
Yeah. At some point I looked over at you were heading backwards on the track in between the lanes.
Yeah. I got full squirrely in the whoops and, she exited stage right. I thought I was going down and I was kind of like riding the tough blocks and I'm like, okay, it would be kind of a soft fall, you know, fall. And, but then I actually popped over the tough block and then I found myself going backwards on the racetrack. So, I couldn't tell you the last time that I got squirrely like that in the whoops, but man, I was so just done. I was smoked. And it was a really tough track to ride slow and to try to get out of people's way. Everything in me wanted to just pull over and shut her down, but I thought, nah, let's keep going, you know, like let's try to finish this thing out and try to get some motos in, basically. So honestly, yeah, like the result on paper sucks, but like there was some positive things out of the day.
We were talking last week, like the old man still got in the whoops, two sections of whoops in San Diego, and I mean, you weren't the best guy through him, but I still thought you were pretty good through him, you know?
Yeah, like we made a lot of changes with my bike this week, and I think some positive, some negative. Now it's a matter of just trying to tweak it, and probably the biggest price I paid was in the whoops. So I didn't think the whoops were tough, to be honest. Like visually they weren't tough, but I almost crashed in them. So
there was a lot of crashes in there.
Yeah, but I mean, new age and not that great in the whoops.
You broke the internet today.
I did.
I think you did.
How?
Photo of you and Stu.
Oh yeah, it was. You know what? It made my day.
Did
I think, yeah, like, I was, that was fun. I got to, you know, like, I got to talk to him under my tent, and, you know, there's a million people around, and kind of, like, I felt like it was better to, you know, go see him somewhere else.
Yeah.
So then I went to his motorhome and just kind of chatted, and it was fun, man. It was
cool.
Yeah, I don't know that I've spoke words. Like, it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I talked to him.
Yeah.
So maybe not that long, but, yeah, it seems like 5 years.
Right.
But
yeah. So everything was good?
It was fun. I mean, it was great to see him here.
Yep.
You know, he's one badass dude that can ride a dirt bike, and it's sad to see someone go away completely like that and go mute, and I think that I think it's healthy to see somebody that's been around motorcycles their whole life and, you know, to see him and his kids here and and his, you know, whole family. So, I was really happy to
get... You live and breathe this shit. I don't think you'll ever be... I mean, you may be doing some car stuff, but you're going to be around moto and have opinions about moto and watch moto.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a part of me, like, I'll miss it. I won't miss it. Genova's going to... I'm going to run his team. He's going to put up a $5 million budget,
yeah.
And we're going to run it. We're going to win races.
I like that idea. Look, he's... Yeah, yeah. No, hey.
Yeah?
I heard he bought another place in Maui.
Did he?
So maybe with the Maui money.
Maybe I'll go to Maui.
That sounds like a better idea.
I do need a Lamborghini sponsor.
Yeah. There we go.
Maybe he likes Lamborghini racing.
Yeah, do you want your name on the side of a Lambo, Genova?
I think Smart Top Lamborghini racing would be amazing.
He said he already had one and pointed to a semi.
Yeah.
It's got a point there. All right, thanks, Chad.
Later, bud.